Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for August 29th, 2008. This week, we're going to tell you about new developments in the fight against cancer. We'll meet a doctor who's lighting up tumors to improve cancer surgery. Also, researchers have devised a way to literally sniff out skin cancer, and we'll tell you how this technology could help doctors detect the disease much earlier. But first, Suzanne's got a story about a new treatment for leukemia that comes from a very surprising source.
So there's a narcotic pain reliever called methadone. Its claim to fame is helping people kick their addictions to opiate drugs. It does this by binding to the same receptors in the body without producing a high. Now researchers in Germany have discovered that methadone also binds to receptors on leukemia cells. I spoke with Claudia Friesen, the molecular biologist at the University of Ulm in Germany, who led the study.
Surprisingly, we found that when the methadone binds to the receptor, it can kill a leukemic cell.
She also says that lots of leukemia cells are resistant to both chemotherapy and radiation. But it turns out that methadone kills these resistant cells too. Friesen thinks the drug could eventually be used in conjunction with conventional therapies to treat the disease. She says further testing will also reveal whether it could be effective against other cancers as well.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, surgeons rely on their eyes, but during cancer surgery, it can be difficult for them to spot exactly where the tumor ends and healthy tissue begins. Now researchers have developed a way to light up tumors, making surgery much more accurate. John V. Frangioni is a medical oncologist at Harvard Medical School and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. His team injects chemicals called near-infrared fluorophores into tissue surrounding the tumor. The researchers then shine an invisible infrared light onto the surgical field to excite the fluorophores.
And in order to see those, we have our special camera that sits about 2 feet above the patient, and we're able to see any structure that we need to see on the surgical field.
Frangioni thinks the technique could revolutionize cancer surgery and could be used in the treatment of other diseases as well.
Surgeons are incredibly smart, and they're going to find uses for this technology that we can't even conceive of right now to help them in their particular types of surgery. So I think what's most exciting to me is getting the technology in as many hands as possible and having as many right people as possible thinking about how it could be used for patient care.
Next, Suzanne sniffed out some exciting new research on the front lines of the battle against skin cancer.
Dogs have a much more sensitive sense of smell than we do. And on a previous science update, we told you how dogs can detect cancer with their noses. Well, that's inspired new technology that tests for skin cancer based on odorants given off by the skin. Analytical chemist Michelle Gallagher and her colleagues collected these chemicals and analyzed them using an instrument called a gas mass spectrometer.
With our instrumentation, we were able to identify 92 compounds coming off the skin.
Then they compared the concentrations of these chemicals in healthy subjects to those of people with skin cancer.
We found that there were two compounds in particular that varied in concentration when compared to the healthy subjects. One increased and one decreased in concentration.
She says analyzing odorant concentrations could one day become part of routine skin cancer screening at your doctor's office.
In the future, we want to look at skin that hasn't yet formed a tumor, maybe with someone who's prone to skin cancer, and see at what stage the odor profile changes. It is the hope that we'd be able to detect skin cancer at a very early stage before there's even a visible sign. And it would just be a routine thing that you could do when you go to the doctor. So it would really make detecting skin cancer a lot easier, and hopefully you wouldn't need such invasive surgeries later on because you'd be catching it earlier.
Thanks for that report, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll bring you a whole new batch of groundbreaking science stories. Until then, check out our Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. You can find it on our website or at iTunes. And don't forget, we love answering your science questions on our show. So give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT with your question. If we answer it on the air, you will win a cool Science Update Smarten Up mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.